KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas in southeast Nebraska. A high wind watch begins at 9 a.m. Wednesday and continues until 9 p.m. Wednesday night. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 35. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden will personally appeal this week to a key senator holding up the administration's massive spending package. Biden's hopes of getting the Senate to pass the Build Back Better bill before Christmas suffered a fresh blow on Friday when there was more bad news for Biden on the inflation front. According to the Consumer Price Index for November, prices have risen 6.8% over the last year. That's the highest rate for a 12-month period since 1982. Higher grocery prices, which have risen 6.4% over the last year, are helping fuel inflation. Well, Biden meets early this week with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's repeatedly said he's concerned that the roughly $2 trillion spending bill could worsen inflation. Now, without Manchin's support, the bill can't pass the 50-50 Senate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden would tell Manchin that what we need to do now is think about what's going to do about rising costs and what the plan is to address those rising costs. Now, Biden himself conceded to reporters that inflation is affecting people's lives, but said that the Build Back Better bill would reduce costs for child care and health care. Last week, Manchin was reiterating his concern about inflation ahead of that CPI release. He said, "I don't know if you can control inflation. The first year of spending is going to be quite large." And he said it's an awful lot more federal dollars going into when a time of uncertainty and inflation now. On Friday, the Congressional Budget Office released a cost estimate for the Ag Committee section of the bill. That panel added more than $2 billion in funding for conservation technology assistance. And the House passed bill as well as more additional research spending. The CBO says the ag provision would authorize $94.4 billion in spending, but estimates that only $89.4 billion of that would be spent over the 10-year window allowed by the legislature, which is moving under the budget reconciliation process. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Voters in southeast Kansas managed to do something state law makes difficult when they voted earlier this month to recall their county commissioner. The vote to remove Labette County Commissioner Brian Kinsey from office won't be official until today, but he has conceded that he lost the race. The campaign against Kinsey was based on the fact that he violated Kansas's Open Meetings Act when he had a phone conversation with another member of the three-person county commission. The Kansas Attorney General's office investigated that, and recall position organizers also raised concerns about whether Kinsey's family would benefit financially from a proposed wind farm. Two more earthquakes rattled residents in north-central Kansas Saturday evening. The U.S. Geological Survey said nearly 100 people reported feeling the earthquake that struck 4 miles southwest of Gypsum shortly after 8 p.m. Saturday. The magnitude 3.8 earthquake came several days after magnitude 4.3 was reported near the same area on Wednesday. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. for the best car buying experience in town. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models and approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Reno County Sheriff's Office says a 35-year-old man was killed when his vehicle hit a utility pole and went airborne Thursday night. Deputies responded to a possible fatality accident involving a vehicle and a building at 2510 West Blanchard. They located the vehicle and the driver, who had been ejected and died at the scene. The Sheriff's Office believed the vehicle left the roadway, struck a utility pole, and became airborne before coming to rest at the southwest corner of the building. It's also believed the man was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The driver's name has not been released. He was from South Hutchinson. For at least the third time in the past few months, an abandoned house caught fire early Monday in central Topeka. The blaze was reported at 4:33 this morning at a boarded-up two-story house at 1600 Southwest Clay. Heavy flames and smoke were reported coming from the house when crews arrived. The Topeka Police Department Shift Commander Chris Herrera said crews were able to use a hose that was pre-connected to a truck and extinguish the blaze. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson won't seek a third term in office in 2022. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that Peterson announced his plans in a note to family and friends. Peterson is a Republican who served as Assistant State Attorney General before he was first elected in 2014. During his time in office, Peterson challenged several policies established by the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administrations. Winter weather dumped up to 7 inches of snow in parts of eastern Nebraska and caused a car crash that killed 2 people and injured 2 others. The Saunders County Sheriff told KETV on Saturday that outside a small town of Meade, about 30 miles west of Omaha, wintry conditions were to blame for a deadly crash on US 77. Snow and ice on the road caused a driver to lose control of a car, and it was hit by a pickup. The 2 people inside the car died at the scene. The 2 people inside the pickup were taken to a hospital with serious injuries. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
K-State fans, it's Dollar Night on Saturday, December 18th at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Oregon Ducks. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for K-State versus Oregon. Go Cats!
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took up the issue of cattle guards again in a township dispute with Brett Parker, who had placed some without permission. County Councilor Jason Brenniger encouraged the board to think about a policy as to what's best for the county, as it will affect the entire county. This needs to be 100% a policy decision. He listed 3 options, adopting a policy allowing cattle guards, a policy forbidding cattle guards, or adopting a policy allowing placement of cattle guards to meet certain criteria. A motion was made and approved unanimously to develop a policy to allow cattle guards with conditional allowance for Parker to maintain existing guards on Unicorn Road until such policies develop. Brenniger suggested having township officers contribute to making the policy, perhaps the annual township meeting in March. Commissioners then unanimously approved a complete moratorium of additional cattle guards on public roads until policy is developed. The Agency on Aging director was instructed to complete a job description in advertising for hiring and training a replacement driver for the transportation program after she had earlier presented an itemized list of riders and stops daily. The agency has been busy with two drivers. There are oftentimes staff that does not get a lunch hour or breaks. The office assistant is certified to be a backup driver, but then is pulled away from duties to dispatch calls. Public Works advised Gage County still not willing to work together to build a bridge on State Line Road. The road is not closed, therefore cannot be obstructed, and a closed sign placed by the township board will be removed. Following discussion at a public hearing to consider vacation of a portion of 216th Road that lies in Clear Creek and Nemaha Townships, a motion passed to allow the closure. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed holiday pay for essential workers after the Sheriff's Office presented information that Christmas and New Year's fall on Saturdays this year, and other county employees will be allowed Friday off. They also presented a request for consideration of COVID pay for those employees quarantined. It was also reported that contracts for housing out-of-county prisoners in the Washington County Jail have been extended. Nemaha County Commissioners last week voted to approve a bid from Hall Brothers for $2.36 million to do a 3-inch overlay on the Burns-Sabetha Road next summer. Commissioners denied a request the county help pay for a few residents to hook up to rural water so a water line can be removed, runs down Poor Farm Road, noting they did not feel it was the county's responsibility to underwrite the cost. Gage County authorities arrested a father and son from Liberty on suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder. 71-year-old William Seaman Jr. and 40-year-old Derry Seaman were taken into custody Thursday from their home in Liberty after an investigation into an alleged plot to kill another adult family member from Blue Springs, as well as another male juvenile. The investigation, which continues, has been ongoing for several weeks, and the issue may go back several months. The pair did not resist arrest and are being held at the Gage County Jail with $3 million appearance bond set for William Seaman Jr., with bond not set yet for Derry Seaman. Life in prison was the sentence in a first-degree murder charge against Jeremy Penix II of Melvern, who was found guilty in Marshall County District Court. The sentence last week will not allow parole for at least 25 years. He also pled no contest to additional charges of aggravated robbery and arson in the death of 83-year-old Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion, whose body was found in his burned-out home last January, 2 years ago. Sentencing for another man involved in the incident, Jefferson Goad of Waverly, is set for Tuesday this week on related charges. Joe L. Jenkins, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Jenkins. Kirk A. Nelson, age 62, of rural Holmesville, passed away unexpectedly at his home last Wednesday. A celebration of life reception is planned Wednesday, 4 p.m., at the American Legion in Beatrice, with the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Kirk Nelson.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Elsie Grace's Gift and Bake Shop in Frankfort is a Christmas shopping destination. Who can resist the homemade pies and fudge, the specialty foods to entertain with and gift, plus the cozy fun ladies' fashions and accessories? The home decor is festive, the kitchen gadgets delightful, and there's a selection of enamelware and pottery for the best set table in the county. Elsie Grace's specializes in gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. Hurry in today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to stay fairly zonal throughout the country, we can expect to see well above average temperatures throughout many states. Starting on Monday, many states will see almost 20 degrees above their average for this time of year. Conditions will continue to stay fairly clear and dry throughout the next couple days, bringing lots of sunshine and clear skies.
We will continue to warm up as we head in through Tuesday and into Wednesday. A high wind watch is in effect from early Wednesday morning until late Wednesday evening. For today's forecast, expect sunny skies and a high nearing 60. Slight breeze out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with a low around 35. Partly sunny as we head in through Tuesday and a high nearing 66. South winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy as we head in through Tuesday night with a low around 50. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 44, record high on this date 71. The average low 23 and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:38, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Ever hear of sharpening a knife on your coffee mug? We will share that technique today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 13th, the 347th day of the year. Pop sensation Taylor Swift has a birthday, and on this day in the year 2000, Al Gore conceded the contested presidential election to George W. Bush. Need to sharpen a pocket or paring knife in a hurry, but don't have a sharpening stone? If you have a ceramic coffee mug, you're in luck. Turn the mug over to find the abrasive area, usually the ring on the bottom where the material is unglazed. Now all you need is a good sharpening technique. Hold your knife at a 20-degree angle to the ring and rub in small circular motions along the edge of the blade. You'll know it's working when the ceramic turns black and a metal burr forms along the knife blade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw his first two touchdown passes in nearly a month, and the Chiefs forced five turnovers and rolling to a record-setting 48-9 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Kansas City eclipsed the largest margin of victory in a series that began in 1960 and has been played 126 times. The previous record was 35 points in 1964. Tyrann Mathieu had an interception and a fumble recovery. Mike Hughes returned another fumble 23 yards for a touchdown, and the reigning AFC champion Chiefs built a 35-0 first-half lead before cruising to their sixth consecutive win. The Raiders, by the way, fumbled four times along with one interception. Supporters lined up outside of Lee Arena to welcome home the Washburn volleyball team, who made a mark in Tampa, finishing number two in the country. The Ichabods kept each set close, but just couldn't win one. Washburn lost to Tampa 3-0. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command This Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that'll be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, improved credits, warranties, and limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
Ochai Agbaji scored 21 points. Christian Brown and Dejon Harris had 13 apiece. And number 8 Kansas roared to a 102-65 victory over Missouri in the first meeting of the longtime Big 12 rivals as non-conference foes. They have won 8 of the past 9 in a series that began back in 1907 but hadn't been played since the Tigers departed the Big 12 after the 2012 season. Marquise Knoll scored 22 points and dished out 8 assists as Kansas State stormed into the week-long break for semester finals by rolling past Green Bay 82-64 Sunday in Bramlage Coliseum. The Wildcats are now 6-3. And Tyson Etienne and Morris Udeze both scored 16 points, and Wichita State breezed to a 71-58 victory over Norfolk State on Saturday night at Charles Koch Arena. The Shockers improved to 7-2 on the season, and the Shocks will host Alcorn State on Tuesday. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, it's Dollar Night on Saturday, December 18th at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Oregon Ducks. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for K-State versus Oregon. Go Cats!
A busy weekend for high school sports with Friday night girls basketball action. Clay Sutter beat Marysville 44-35. Smoky Valley took Concordia 60-27, Wamego over Atchison 77-18. Chapman girls took Bishop Ward 38-21, and Abilene beat Augusta 41-31. Other Friday night girls action, Hanover tripped Wetmore 56-28. Frankfort wins the Waubonsie tournament, defeating Manhattan Chief 35-27. Valley Heights girls over Republic County 56-13. Washington County edged Wakefield 34-33. And Centralia took Nemahal Central 40-39. In boys play Friday, Clay Center beat Marysville 63-56. Concordia over Smoky Valley 49-44. Wamego took Atchison 49-38. Hanover boys defeated Wetmore 40-35. Republic County took Valley Heights 33-31. Frankfort boys in overtime took Manhattan Chief 65-62. And Washington County over Wakefield 40-30. Girls action Saturday, Clay Center beat Lynn 41-40. In boys play Saturday, Washington County boys took Pike Valley 54-37, winning third place in the Thunderbird tournament. Clifton Clyde over Lynn 74-45. Marysville wrestlers in the Clay Center tournament Saturday, Gable Fredrickson wins the championship, and second place finished to Taven Wilson and Carter Trimble. Kai Burton finishes third. Fourth place finished to Bo Wassenberg and Wandre Walton. Fifth place to Brock Cromie, Porter Sparks, and Jacob Hafley. And Garrison Craig wins sixth. Marysville wrestlers host Concordia Tuesday evening.
Improve your indoor gardening success with these few watering tips. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most plants need to be watered when the top inch of potting mix is dry to the touch. Water moisture-loving plants a bit more often, but cacti and succulents less often. Water thoroughly so the excess water drains out the bottom of the pot. Pour off the excess water to avoid rot, or place pebbles in the bottom of the pot, elevating it above the water. Use room temperature water to avoid shocking the plants and damaging leaves of African violets. Avoid water on the crowns of the plants. This can cause decline and even death, especially in African violets and some begonias. Keep in mind, plants in smaller containers will need more frequent watering than those in a larger pot. Most plants need less frequent watering in winter when the light intensity is lower and the house is cooler. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Just outside of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, you will find one of the largest natural springs in the area. Its captivating blue waters have been a place people have been coming for centuries, and it's a place John and his family know well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farm in the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farm in the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform.
Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Just outside of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, John Cross Jr. helps oversee and preserve a place of importance that can be traced back before the founding of this nation.
The Osage, and they called them the Bluff Dwellers, they were here, and we've got a bluff shelter down there. It's on the National Register of Historic Places.
John finds regular evidence of just how long people have been coming here.
I found arrowheads on the property that go back 10,000 years old.
The cave provided shelter for natives. It sets along what is today called Blue Spring, a natural spring that produces 38 million gallons of water per day. The water source was a draw for native people, as well as the first European settlers.
They had a mill down there where they ground corn and lumber and whatnot, and that was burned two or three times.
For a time, this spring water was bottled and sold. The water is still great, but transportation and logistics to move the water from the spring make it cost prohibitive. Some say these waters have special properties, although John thinks something else may be at work.
There's people that have come here and said it's healed. I don't know. It's pretty cold. It's 54 degrees year-round, so if you stick your foot in there or whatever, it's going to feel better when you pull it out. It's going to be numb anyway, huh?
This is a special place for many, including John's family, who has a long history here.
My great-grandfather was a congressman, and he's the one that started all this. We've had a bank in our family since 1912. We bought an option on the property when the people turned in the keys back in 2000. Some people came in here and tried to buy it, and they were going to subdivide it. We got 250 acres, 3 miles of shoreline. So we bought the property to preserve it, and we kept it just like it is for people to enjoy it.
There's much we yet don't know about this spring, though, including an idea it's connected to Alaska. Sounds far-fetched, but you'll hear why next time as we travel the countryside. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frontier Ingenuity used both to communicate with neighbors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s, the Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says they figured out that all you needed was a store-bought phone and a smooth metallic wire that ran from their farm to the fence.
So farmers attached their telephones directly to those barbed wire fences and ran electrical current through the fences, and it worked. You could talk that way. These farmer systems were almost invariably party lines. So there's no operator. There might be a dozen farmers on the line, and everybody is connected to the same circuit. So what you would do is every household would have a distinct ring.
Of course, there was a lot of eavesdropping because they could listen in on a neighbor's call. But the lines were invaluable for getting information and providing a connection with neighbors.
People might read the news over the wires, and anyone who wanted to listen in could listen in. People might give weather reports or crop prices. They might just tell stories. They might broadcast sermons on Sunday, or they might play music. They might all even sing along. I can't imagine the sound quality would be too great, but nevertheless, there was this kind of sociability that emerged from everyone being linked on the same line.
Learn more about the history of the barbed wire telephone at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
With potentially short supplies of ag chemicals, how to get the most efficient herbicide use? Today on Farm to Fork. I have to admit, I got pretty excited when I heard about the buy two, get one free glove promotion that Gempler's is running. Here's the deal. You buy any two pair of work gloves, any two pair, mix and match, and you get a third pair free. And here's the best part. No limit. Just imagine, you could buy 20 pairs of gloves from Gempler's and get another 10 pairs for free. What a dent that would make in your holiday shopping list. And nobody would have to know whether they were getting one of the free pairs. Got a big crew to outfit? Buy in bulk and save a ton. Who doesn't lose a glove now and then? Thanks to this deal, you have extras. Here's what you do. Go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out what you want. Then when you place your order, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it quickly, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves and use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. Maybe you'll be fortunate enough to get the herbicides you want and the quantities you need for next growing season. If not, weed management specialist Sarah Lancaster of Kansas State University has some advice. For example,
making a list of those fields or those areas of fields that you remember were problematic and taking that in when you have that discussion with your custom applicator or with your hired agronomist or whomever is going to be super important for making sure we're putting those limited products in the right places.
Lancaster also recommends closer attention to sprayer operation.
Not just getting the machine set up at the beginning of the season, but make it a daily practice. Maybe even you want to think about driving speed. I know there's a lot of economic trade-offs in terms of work rates and such when we think about lowering that driving speed. But when you drop that driving speed, what you're doing is allowing more of your herbicide to hit the intended target. There's less off-target movement, less drift.
Lancaster says if you do a good job of pre-emergence weed control, you may not have to work as hard on post-emerge weeds. Another challenge for the 2022 growing season is the sky-high prices for many fertilizers, and I'll cover that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifers include 50 choice South Dakota origin red Angus calf and vaccinated bred heifers. Be bred to calving these red Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There'll be 225 big fancy Angus and black white face first calf heifers, of which many are AI bred with the balance to be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There'll be 65 black and red Angus plus 18 Angus Charlotte Cross first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 45 choice red Angus and red Baldy Sandhill origin fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have Debrucker Charlotte calves by side. Other pairs include 40 Angus first calf heifer pairs and over 100 black and red cows that be 3 to 6 years old with September-October calves. Spring calving cows include over 400 black-white face and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for February-March calves. All cows will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, right now, there's tons of decisions to be made on the farm by many growers planning for the 2022 season. And as farmers look ahead, it's important to understand the role that micronutrients can play in setting up their crops for success. Edwin Suarez is a senior agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services, and he talks about the role that micronutrients can play in many of the crop production.
Micronutrients are as important, and they are essential, same as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, which are micronutrients, and our secondary nutrients like calcium and sulfur. They got to understand that micronutrients are as important because without them, the plants can't function properly. So crops need micronutrients in order to fulfill their essential functions such as photosynthesis, growth, reproduction, etc. They need to think about this under the frame of the four R's, again, of nutrient management, right rate, right time, right source, right placement, all this in order to improve their nutrient use efficiency and get the most out of their investment when they think about micronutrients, bringing it to their crop nutrition portfolio and fertilizer programs.
He says when it comes to micronutrients, growers need to consider distribution and availability in the soil in order to make sure that the crops get the nutrients that they need. He says it's similar to kind of running a marathon.
Here's where I use the runner analogy. Micronutrients being that hydration that a runner is going to need to run a marathon, and the crop being that runner, and the marathon being that high yield that you want to achieve. How we have done it in the past is that we manage for when we see a deficiency. And that is like waiting for a runner to collapse to then give some water. Now, the runner can recover and make it to the finish line, but we already compromised timing. We already compromised yield potential. So that is not the right way. By the time we're actually providing a micronutrient program based on deficiencies, we're compromising our yield potential.
He says growers can find the Knowledge Center and the KAS Field Notes podcast on their website at CokeAgronomicServices.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to get locked in before you get locked out. Only at Rusty at Ford. With interest rates set to rise and inflation driving up prices, getting into a new vehicle can be challenging. Don't let this happen to you. At Rusty at Ford, lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. And that rate can be as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. That's right. Lock in 0%. Time is running out. So beat the clock before the new year on higher interest rates and inflated prices. Get locked in now at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Always valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term credits and two Ford Motor credits. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to the dealer.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2021 by a vote of 364-60 last night. Ag groups hoping the Senate will act swiftly. The House bill would prevent ocean carriers from refusing to allow U.S. ag exporters to load containers with commodities. Chinese exporters have been paying extra for containers to be returning empty in an effort to ship their goods to the U.S. more quickly. The American Feed Industry Association in a statement said over the last year, the ongoing COVID-19 exacerbated supply chain issues and created log jams at U.S. ports and blocked the export of the members' products, resulting in steep financial losses and irreversible friction with international customers. They're urging the Senate to move this bill full steam ahead. Representative Jim Costa, a Democrat of California, co-sponsored the bill and said no ship arriving with imports should leave American ports empty when U.S. products are ready to go. But that's what's happening, sadly, he says. Farmers who are the most likely to respond to market demands from the food industry and consumers are going to make up a vast majority of farmers by 2040. That's a key finding from the analysis of the research firm Aimpoint has done, projecting the future of U.S. agriculture. Aimpoint classifies U.S. farmers in five different categories, depending on their personalities and approaches to business. The most innovative group of farmers with high business acumen are classified as independent elites and enterprising business builders. Together, those groups currently account for 41% of U.S. farmers, and by 2040, they'll make up 71%, according to research presented at the American Seed Trade Association's annual meeting in Chicago. Farmers categorized as classic practitioners now make up 24% of farmers. That share is expected to drop to 4% by 2040. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Someday we might be living on the moon, and of course we'll have to grow our own food. Our nation's youth are working on that right now on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
In your town might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant, from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM or with NASA.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at agriculture.com.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Market information from the Vinnebrake Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Monday today. Still got a mix on the board in the grain market right now, with the corn and soybeans struggling a little bit. Wheat mostly higher after a rocky start today. Livestock has actually gone into the green a little bit with the cattle market. Lean hogs still struggling a little bit going through the day. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, but we do see December corn still down by 4.25, sitting at 5.84.25. Kansas City wheat, as we mentioned, they've rebounded into the green, but slowed down just a tad throughout the day. December KC wheat is in the green by 3.25, sitting at 8.04.75. In the bean market, still mostly lower here. They've moved further down into the red, with January beans down by 23.75 at 12.44 even. We have the meal for December still up $10.10 at 3.88. January meal and the later futures are in the red, sitting at 4.30 lower at 3.62.5. In the oil, soybean oil for December is down 4 cents right now, 53.55. with January down by 39 cents. Cotton market today still mostly higher. They've been trending upward for most of the day. March cotton is sitting up 76 cents at 106 at 99. Canola, same story. They're seeing mostly higher numbers right now. A buck and a half higher right now at 10.07 and 10 cents for the January canola. And the wheat or the oats market is mixed right now. December's up 3.5, sitting at 7.21 and a half. The March down by 4.25 at 7.08 and 3/4. Livestock market, as we get cattle higher right now, feeder cattle, live cattle mostly up. Lean hogs are mostly down. Live cattle for December up 0.25 at 137.10. The feeder cattle for January up 67 cents at 165.55. Lean hogs are just in the red slightly, down 67 cents at 72.37. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing mostly higher numbers here, kind of contrast to what we're seeing on the stock market right now. December index is up by 18 cents at 96.28. We have the 10-year or the 30-year bonds in the green by a point at 163. 10-year notes are in the green as well, sitting at 131.
It's time to get locked in before you get locked out. Only at Rusty at Ford. With interest rates set to rise and inflation driving up prices, getting into a new vehicle can be challenging. Don't let this happen to you. At Rusty at Ford, lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. And that rate can be as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. That's right, lock in 0%. Time is running out, so beat the clock before the new year on higher interest rates and inflated prices. Get locked in now at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term finance up to Ford Motor Credits. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates the dealer.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.